I'm Greg from the No Head Trash Nation, and I've got a little tip for you today about the number one question you must ask if you want clarity, because it takes clarity to unlock your purpose, live with passion, and become who you were created to be. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times. Someone I know says to me, like you're always saying, Greg, I need clarity. I want to get this certain result, to be in great shape, to have wonderful, fulfilling relationships, to read a new book every month, to have powerful faith in myself and in my creator, and of course, I want to be financially feeling abundance instead of feeling like I'm running from poverty all the time. I need clarity, Greg. Like if we had clarity for one moment, we'd never need to look for it again, right? Ever had an aha moment? Ever walk out of a wedding, a funeral, even a good movie or church service and say, wow, that opened my eyes. That changed me forever. I'm never going back. I see it now and I'm going forward. And then it takes about 2 hours before we can't remember what we look like in the mirror, like the scripture says. Remember the one that talks about saying things and never taking action? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes unless you really know me. And then you realize that I love stepping on your toes because it steps on mine too. Clarity happens because we develop habits of clarity. And that's one little trick I'm going to share with you today. I'm going to let you in on a perfect little question you can practice asking that will trigger clarity for you if you'll actually use it and do it. Which, of course, forces me to remind us both, it's not the big things that matter. It's always the little things. The incremental steps we take, they add up. They're the tiny particles that become concrete that supports us. Hey, that's pretty good. I need to remember that one. So what's this little question, you ask? You're gonna love it and you're going to hate it at the same time. But if you could make it habit right here, remember we're all about healthy habits, you'll change some things every single day and it will change you over time for a lifetime. Are you ready? So here's the question. Is this, the decision you're making, more important than the future goal you're dreaming of? Is this donut more important than feeling great in my clothes? Is this extra 30 minutes of sleep more important than living out my definition of success? Is this TV show more important than my family? And then you've got to frame it in a statement and speak it with emotion, with passion. Even if you have to work some up for this special occasion, and believe me, you can do it. Even faking it actually works. And if you say it with passion and agree wholeheartedly, then you have clarity. And if you laugh or reject it, then you also have clarity. So you want clarity? Here's how you'll get it every time. This is so awesome. Will you do it? So here we go. You ask the question and now you're going to affirm it out loud. Yes, this bag of chips is more important than being at my ideal weight and having great energy all the time. This bag of chips is more important than me fitting well in my clothes and loving the way I look in the mirror. This bag of chips is actually more important. Yes, this TV show is more important than taking 30 minutes to improve myself with a podcast, a training, or a simple conversation with someone I care about. This TV show is life or death. It's going to change me. My future self is going to be glad I watched this TV show tonight. Isn't it crazy how we never ask those questions or force ourselves to state our decision out loud? Let me say that again. Force ourselves to state our decision out loud? Wow. We beg our clients to read 10 minutes a day. It's too much for some. They just don't have time. Of course, they watch 4 hours of TV a night. And that, my friends, is the difference between the winners and the losers, the poverty mindset and the abundance mindset, the life with your best body, mind, relationships, faith, and finances, or whatever it is you're trying to escape right now. Is what you're getting ready to do moving you closer to your ideal future self or farther away? That's the question. This tiny investment in my future is more important than any TV show or taste bud sensation I could ever have. And I'm saying this with passion. No, this training, this book I'm getting ready to read is more important than time spent droning away in front of the TV. This is more important. Choose which is more important and say it with passion. If you're having cravings, if you're having those moments when you just feel like you need clarity and you need to escape, you've got to speak this with passion. passion. Say it out loud. Does that mean you're never going to watch TV? No, it doesn't mean that. Does it mean you're never going to eat something that isn't absolutely contributing? No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is you're making a clear choice and you're doing it because you're passionate about it and you're investing in your future self. Ask this question and make this statement all day long and you will know your purpose. You will live with passion and you will become who you were created to be. Hey, it's Greg here. We laugh, we cry, we even get angry about the influence of head trash, but where does it come from and what can we do about it? That's why I wrote my latest book, Circumstances Lie: The Truth About Defining Moments, Vulnerability, The Power of Your Story, and How to Change the World. I'd love to give you a free advance copy, and I'd love to hear your story about how you break free from circumstantial beliefs. If you'd like a free copy, text EZBOOK, the letter E, the letter ZBOOK, to 474747. Hey, let's do breakthrough together.